Hi, and welcome to The Social Talk. We are here with Emilio Prieto and Tomás Orjuela, the podcast where we talk about mental health and social development.
In this episode, we are going to talk about social isolation and depersonalization. Let's start.
Social isolation and depersonalization are experiences that affect how people connect with others and with themselves. Social isolation happens when someone has a very little contact with other people or spends long periods of time alone. This can lead to feeling loneliness and disconnection because humans are naturally social beings, therefore need social interaction.
Then there is depersonalization, which is a psychological experience where a person feels disconnected from their own thoughts, feelings, or body, almost like watching themselves from the outside. Even though these experiences are different, they both involve a sense of disconnection that can affect a person's emotional well-being and relationships. Well, Tomás, what is social isolation?
Social isolation is a situation in which a person has very little contact with other people and limited social interaction. It can happen when someone spends long periods of time alone or does not have strong relationships with friends, family, or with their community. Social isolation does not always mean a person is physically alone. Sometimes can be surrounded by others but still feel disconnected. This experience can occur for many reasons, such as moving into a new place, losing friendships, or spending too much time alone. Over time, social isolation can affect a person's well-being and sense of belonging.
And what are the effects of social isolation?
Social isolation can have several effects on a person's emotionally and physical health. Emotionally, people who experience isolation may feel lonely, sad, anxious, or misunderstood. They may also feel less motivated to participate in daily activities or social events. Over time, these feelings can affect a person's confidence and sense of belonging. Physically, social isolation can also influence the body. Some people may experience sleep problems, fatigue, headaches, or change in appetite. Stress levels may increase because the body produces more stress hormones when someone feels alone for long periods. Because humans are social beings, regular interaction with others plays an important role maintaining both emotional balance and overall physical health. Now, Emilio, what is depersonalization?
Well, Tomás, depersonalization is a psychological experience in which a person feels disconnected from their own thoughts, feelings, or body. People who experience it often describe the sensation as if they are watching themselves from the outside, like observing their life in a movie or in a dream. Even though the feeling can be strange or confusing, the person usually understands that it is not actually real. Depersonalization can sometimes happen during moments of high stress, anxiety, or emotional overload. While it may last only a short time for some people, others may experience it more frequently or for longer periods.
Well, Emilio, I have a question. What are the effects of depersonalization?
Depersonalization can affect a person both emotionally and physically. Emotionally, people may feel confused, disconnected, or detached from their own identity and experiences. This can sometimes create feelings of fear or frustration, while increasing levels of anxiety, because the person may not understand why it is happening. They might also feel less connected to their emotions or to the world around them. Physically, depersonalization can be linked to symptoms such as dizziness, difficulty concentrating, headaches, or fatigue. Some people may also experience changes in perception, such as feeling that time moves slowly or that their surrounding feels unreal. These effects can often happen when the mind is dealing with high level of stress, exhaustion, or emotional pressure.
Sometimes talking about what's going on in our minds isn't easy. Many times we think that we are the only ones who feel confused, sad, or under pressure, but the truth is that many people feel the same way. What's important to remember is that our thoughts and emotions don't define us forever. There is always someone we can talk to, a friend, a family member, a teacher, or someone we trust. If something we talk about in this episode feels familiar to you, remember that you are not alone, and asking for help is also a sign of strength. Thank you for listening to this episode of Social Talk. See you in the next episode. We'll talk about schizophrenia.